Hello and welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view for our final segment and our wrap-up. That was my son, Arnie, who wrote and performed that song. He played all the instruments as well as mixed it and did a video. And thank you. Thank you, Arnie. I love having my own grunge rock song. It's fun. You can listen or download this and any one of my shows directly from my website, BruceSallon.com, which, by the way, is going through an overhaul. And in about a week and a half, you will see a gloriously new and different website. Same great content. Plus, I have a new store. The A Dad's Point of View store is now open, and you can get mugs and all sorts of great items at very reasonable prices for that will include great images from the Because I Said So comic strip. The current comic strip is called Dad's Mug, and I love titles that have dual meanings because it's, of course, about Dad's mug, his coffee mug, which you can buy at the store, and it's about Dad's mug, his face. So that's what that is about. I would love you to like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and to follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and, of course, visit my website for any and all contact information. I want to remind you that Dad Chat is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time. It is a wonderful chat. Moms are welcome. We have an equal participation from moms and dads, and we cover all sorts of topics, as you heard today from Joe Brazier. Today we're talking about, actually we didn't discuss the topic, but the topic today is about parental support. Do dads and moms get the same sort of support from other parents? And especially, do single dads and moms get the same sort of support? Next week, we'll be talking about something I think really fun and interesting. I wrote a column for 12most.com, where I'm a regular contributor, about how to stay relevant to your kids. And I came up with 12 reasons. I have repurposed that column as a dad's point of view column for next week. And we will discuss different things you can do to stay relevant to your kids. Every kid is absolutely convinced that when they grow up to be a parent, they're not going to be like their parents. They're going to be cool. And then we all turn into our parents after all. And I suggest that you can be responsible and be a good parent and still be cool. And that's what we'll be talking about next week. I will give you suggestions, some of which I know you won't like, and some of which I will try to encourage you to try. At the very least, you'll have some fun. I want to remind you also that there are sponsor slots are open for our show. We're now carried on 4 different AM stations in 4 different states, as well as CPR, which is an internet radio network. We're looking to grow our show, and sponsor slots are available and reasonably priced at that point. So we talked also about our kids going to college. I played a lot of songs about money, but we didn't really talk about the cost of college. And I will just add one other thought, which is, it's not a common one among my generation of parents, but it's one I believe very strongly in. Not every kid belongs in college. What happened to learning a trade? You know, plumbers do darn well. Electricians do darn well. And there's no shame in working with your hands and making a legitimate buck that way. If you go to college and you just do a general liberal arts major and you come out, you know, 6 figures in debt and you still don't know what you're going to do, maybe a trade isn't such a bad thing. Maybe becoming a carpenter or learning a tech skill at a tech school. So I would urge parents not to assume that every child of theirs is suited to college. I know in my case, one of my kids was clearly academically oriented and was going, and he will be going to college. He's only a freshman in high school, so I hope nothing changes. Well, my older son was devoted to music and was not academically oriented. Now, he's trying to get into music college and probably will. But going into any standard four-year college, he didn't even take the right courses. And if he didn't get, you know, have the passion for music that he is, I'm not sure what he would have done. But I wasn't forcing him to go to college because he wasn't oriented that way. So that's just a different point of view. Again, next week we will talk about how you can stay relevant to your kids. I do need to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief at my home station, KZSB AM 1290, Les Carroll, who is our station manager and who is about 5 pounds away from weighing less than me. After having lost 58 pounds, he's one of those before and after stories. I wonder if anybody remembers the way Alfred Hitchcock appeared in Lifeboat. And I will answer that question if I remember next week. We are out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.
Waterloo, 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 Waterloo.